Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hard Hitting Wrestling Show. I'm Ovi Muniz. Hey, I want to take a moment in time. At the beginning of the show, I recognized a fellow veteran who was deeply a brother, a best friend, and all. And I want to send my condolences out to Staff Sergeant Miguel Castillo and to the family and friends and everyone that known him. May he rest in peace. But on the show, a lot of events has happened between SmackDown, NXT, and WWE, but we want to focus our attention about friendship. We've seen how things were developing between Sheamus and Keith Lee, and then we turn around to other relationships like a father and daughter, how they were so close, yet they find a way to build a bridge between them two. And amongst everything else, really, who's really in charge of the WWE brands? You know, all that we're going to be discussing and updates on the Royal Rumble. Okay. And let me bring on the guys right now. Hector V in the house. We got Big Jace and we have Frank. Thanks guys for coming in. Well, man, let's start off first with the breaking news that happened yesterday mid-afternoon when we had Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre tested positive for COVID-19, and he went on to say that although he didn't have any symptoms, that he's still taking precautionary. He's quarantined. He'll be around just in time for the Royal Rumble, perhaps before the last segment of Raw before the Royal Rumble, as he is getting ready to go against Goldberg. However, he did continue to say that this thing could happen to anybody, you know, and even I myself had a COVID-19. I tested positive myself and I didn't have the symptoms, but my family did, you know. So, you know, we always have to protect ourselves no matter where we go. We also have to protect our own household and see who comes in. You know, it's everywhere, man. This is not a joke. And I think we all, everyone here understands. I mean, we've been doing this almost going on 1 year. We got a couple of more months for a full year of going through this pandemic. So with all the vaccination and everything, I just hope that we get through this. All right. But that doesn't stop for us to see eye to eye amongst another person that I know named Randy Orton. And Jace, you seen this one? Was this a big surprise for you with Alexa Bliss coming out of nowhere? Did you think the Fiend was coming, or did you expect Alexa Bliss and the thing that you did? What's up? Tell me.
I don't know. I mean, originally when Triple H came out and when Randy Orton came out and confronted him, the back of my mind, all I'm saying is, yo, this makes a lot of sense. Randy Orton's been this whole legend killer thing. He's brought back the legend killer thing for the past year now. So why not have him culminate it all leading up to WrestleMania against one of the biggest legends still in the WWE universe today in Triple H? So I think that's what that was. But I think we're just sprinkling a little bit of foreshadowing for what's to come. But I think we all saw that the Fiend is not done. Alexa Bliss is still doing the Fiend's dirty work. The Fiend is still back there. He's recovering from getting set on fire. He will be back, and he will be back to get his revenge against Randy Orton.
Absolutely. I got a gut feeling that we're going to know sooner than later. And now probably, and I'm predicting probably by the Royal Rumble, we'll have Randy Orton. Actually, Randy Orton is in the Royal Rumble. Yeah. So what not to say that he gets taken out of the Royal Rumble by the Fiend, you know? I'm just curious to see how could that possibly happen? Let's just say, Hector, that Randy Orton enters the Royal Rumble. Would it be safe to say him being number one, and then when number two comes, the Fiend comes out of nowhere, snatches him up, and for the first time in history, we'd be like, well, there's nobody in the ring.
That could be possible. That would be great. Or what if we see Alexa Bliss get into the Royal Rumble as a decoy? You know, we've had women enter the men's Royal Rumble before, you know, in different scenarios, you know. So what if her situation and scenario is just to you know, get Randy Orton off of his game so the Fiend can do what he has to do. But yeah, that would be awesome. Just disappear, just like the way Triple H just disappeared last night, you know, and his sledgehammer was on fire. That was the awesome thing right there, boy. I was like, wow, never seen a sledgehammer on fire before.
Oh, Frank, curiosity, do you think that the Fiend will have a new look? Or what do you, if the Fiend now comes back, it's a second version of him, could it be Dominic? Could he really focus on not only eliminating Randy Orton, but taking that WWE Championship?
I think so. I mean, I think he will come back with a new look. You know, maybe a new mask, maybe no hair. Who knows? You know?
I don't know about that hair, man, but okay.
But he's gonna. I think he will come back with a new look. I mean, what I would like to see, and it's you know, have Randy Orton as number 29, have the Fiend at number 30, and just like you said, they go poof.
That's another thing that I'm glad to mention is that depending on how many people, well, two scenarios. We've never seen people get eliminated without going over the ropes. You notice how you mentioned, Hector, you said Triple H, how he just disappeared. Could these guys just disappear and be like, yo, how'd they get eliminated?
That, yeah.
But then what you're going to have is just mass chaos when it comes down to, hey, I'm going to face a champion. I was never thrown over the ropes. Can you imagine that one? 30 guys against one?
If I'm not mistaken, we still have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal that they could still go to for WrestleMania. You know what I mean? Or we also have the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. So yeah, there's always a qualifier to see who could get to that title. But let me ask you this, Jace. If, you know, now we're mentioning about the Royal Rumble, do you – 1 week passed already. Who's your favorite so far?
My favorite right now? I don't know. I think the way I'm seeing it now – I really like, after what had just played out last night, I like the Fiend to come in with Randy Orton being the last person in there, the Fiend being number 30, and the Fiend making his way, coming in and getting the win, and going on and beating Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania. I like the Fiend. I mean, I've been a big advocate ever since this show has been a show. I've been an advocate for the Fiend, and I will always be an advocate for the Fiend. He is going to win the Royal Rumble, and he will take that to WrestleMania, and he will get his third championship reign at WrestleMania.
Well, hey, well, you say the Fiend today. We'll see next week what the other guys have to say, because every week is get developing, and every week we'll find out who's also entering that Royal Rumble. It's still early in the game, but we can't wait to see. I expect even on the women's side of the house that I have picked Sonya Deville to win, but she's now playing a new role. We're going to talk about her later. But now I have another favorite. I'm going to throw this at y'all. Here we go. Bam!
Ric Flair in the Women's Royal Rumble?
Woo! What is more than that? Woo! Because of the fact that, listen, Lacey Evans put herself in a situation, okay? Put herself in a situation where she can't lose. She got Ric Flair in the corner. You know what I mean? Charlotte Flair, who was the winner of the Royal Rumble last year, her goal is to get back to the Raw Women's Championship. She wants to face Asuka, right? But now you got Lacey Evans. Now you have that storyline, father and daughter, who now are not getting along after they supposedly made everything up, saying, you know, I love you, Dad. I love you, my daughter, everything on social media. And those of you that follow, you could tune into hsw.com and learn more about it. But now, do you think now Lacey Evans' favorite to win the Royal Rumble with Ric Flair on her side? I think so. What about you, Hector?
No, I don't think so. I think this is just a whole decoy just to get Charlotte Flair off a game and try to get her off from not winning the Royal Rumble. But I don't think this is going to help Lacey Evans, give her any kind of leverage to win the Royal Rumble at all. I don't think so.
Frank? Come on, man.
Hey, look, I love to be in Ric Flair's shoes right now. All right. You know what it is? You know, it's the power of the P makes you do some weird things, man. You know, and can Lacey Evans win, take it over? Maybe.
Did he say, power of the bees?
The power of the P.
Oh, the power of the P. I don't know. But I tell you what, man, I still, you know, again, for the female side of the house, it's still early. We just found out that Mandy Rose and Dana Brooks have entered the Royal Rumble. Nia Jax is already there. Assuming that Shayna Baszler will put her name in there. I have not heard that as official, but I doubt that she will not participate. She'll definitely be there. Kind of weird how they ended up winning on the Monday Night Raw when Shayna Baszler tapped Nia Jax and made them tap out. But then I think Nia Jax understood why she did that, because she nodded her head at her. You know, it's like, yeah, that's payback for what they did to her the week prior. So,
and but we've seen that with Big E. With Keith Lee and Sheamus.
Right, absolutely. And if you look, I mean, this almost looked like they actually saw that picture too.
Yeah.
You know? I'm glad that you mentioned that, because and it's such like this, and this is a learning point for everybody here, and that's what's good about the takeaway, is that, listen, egos sometimes get in the way. And the only way you respect that and everything else is if you confront it. You know, we hear about bullies against those that are shy and it won't be able to stand up for themselves. And the only way you could defeat that is by standing up, to be aggressive, not aggressive, I'm sorry, assertive. Excuse me. You got to be assertive to the situation. So why not have these guys go at it and solve their issues, right? And thanks to The Miz and Morrison, push that angle for them to be tag teams. And now look at this. I mean, look at these two. If they were serious enough, and I'm predicting right now, these two right here can be tag team champions. And these guys could also put the hurting on the Hurt Business. Think about that. You know, Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin, really? I think that this is the new and upcoming, maybe even better than the Brothers of Destruction. Maybe. Okay? I'm just saying.
Maybe so. Yeah.
If you don't think so, Keith Lee, the biggest heavyweight that you have in the ring, who could replicate better than Mark Henry?
Look, man, you put The Undertaker and Kane in their prime, with these two in their prime, and I'm sorry.
The Undertaker cannot lift Keith Lee, bro. You know how much that too, man. He won't two-stone that dude.
That guy weighs a lot, but you know what?
That's like Andre the Giant, but we don't have Tyler Bard, who is the host of the Some Wrestling Show. But, tell me if not true. I mean, it's my opinion. Don't get me wrong. But, Jace, you were nodding your head. Go ahead.
I respect your opinion, and while maybe it would be it'd be okay, but these two are guys that I want in singles matches. I want Keith Lee to be going after the WWE Championship. I want Sheamus to be going after these two should be feuding, and the winner gets Drew McIntyre. These two should not be in a tag team together. I think they are better than that. While that might elevate the tag team division, which I think is a little lackluster right now. Sure, but these two are good enough where they don't need each other. They are good enough on their own, and I want to see them succeed on their own. If they do form a tag team, sure, that's cool. I'll give it a little bit. Like, I'll give it a couple months. But after that, they need to go their separate ways, and they need to pursue their own goals. Because together it will be cool for a little bit, but then eventually they'll be holding each other back.
Well, I mean, look, what direction can Keith Lee and Sheamus go right now, knowing that you have Goldberg chasing the WWE Championship And then on the other side, the storyline with Bobby Lashley, the United States Championship, is not going away with Riddle. You know, after what happened on Monday Night Raw, you know, there's some unfinished business.
And don't forget, we still got The Miz who's carrying around with the briefcase. So he's the wild card in all this. You know what I'm saying? He's sitting back and letting everybody just dismantle each other. You know what I'm saying? Between The Fiend, Randy Orton, Goldberg, you know, McIntyre. You know, he's just going to let this play out, and then he's just going to pick off somebody like a vulture.
Absolutely. No, yeah, I get that. I get that. That's why I said I'm okay with it for a couple months. But then after that, like, I don't want this to turn into a bar to the bar where Sheamus and Cesaro are holding each other back from great singles competitions because they both are that level. And by see Keith Lee and Sheamus both at the level to possibly be in the main event. But if they do, if this does become like a legitimate tag team, I don't want them to hold each other back for the future.
You know, and I feel personally that WWE is holding Sheamus back by having him on Raw and not chasing the Intercontinental title.
Absolutely.
I could see that.
So that's why preventing him to get pretty much all the belts.
Yeah, exactly. You know what
Sheamus
I'm saying?
Sheamus has been held back for a while now.
I don't know. There's many more superstars held back. Cesaro. Cesaro should be a WWE champion.
Yeah.
This guy has shown his athleticism. He has shown that he doesn't care how tall you are, how heavy you are, or how skinny or small you are. He puts on the show.
Swing you around.
He's swinging you. What's that song that you were saying, Hector?
You spin me right around.
Yeah.
American style talent is not for us.
No, absolutely. But I tell you what's the talent is that SmackDown, which is this guy that's head of the table. We're going to talk about him next. But first, let's hear a preview of the Crossum Wrestling Show.
The Crossum Wrestling Entertainment Podcast, presented by Clovercrest Media, is what you AEW fans have been looking for. Noah Cross and Tyler Bard give their take on every week's episode of Dynamite. If you are a massive AEW fan, then it is time to join us. Every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Stay Crossum.
Yes, and definite indeed. And speaking about them, they have their show every Sunday at 12 o'clock. So go ahead and tune in on www.clovercrest.com, or you can follow them on Facebook. But talking about here on SmackDown, we have Roman Reigns, who is the head of the table. And between him, Paul Heyman, and Jey Uso, they found a way to be able to manipulate the system and have the official, okay, Adam Pearce, to win the gauntlet match. So what's going on here, man? What are you seeing this, Jace?
I honestly, to tie this in with the last conversation we had, we're getting another main event caliber person in Shinsuke Nakamura getting held back for the official, the general manager of both brands, comes in and now he gets a title shot because Roman Reigns says so. Because Roman Reigns said, hey, I didn't like what you did last week, so I want to kick your ass. Now, while I respect Roman Reigns a lot for that, and I think that's really badass, You're holding guys like Shinsuke Nakamura, Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio down. What is going on? I don't want to see Adam Pearce. I want to see Roman Reigns against someone who's actually competing in the ring week in and week out.
I hear you.
People power. John Laurinaitis. Don't we see a soul situation all over again? Him and John Cena.
Nah, can't put John Cena in that sentence. Stop it. No way. Stop it. Frank, dude, come on, man. What you got?
I saw that, and I just went power off.
Okay. Well,
I turned off my TV.
It was at the end of SmackDown, so exactly. I mean, unless you didn't want to watch the news. But I tell you this. What about if that is a setup for something else? Okay, so this what happened. You know, Shinsuke Nakamura was a deserving winner of the gauntlet match, but Paul Heyman pulled some strings. Now, I read an article on Sportsica, and I took that from that author, and you could read it on hhwshow.com, about who's really pulling the strings. So we see here, here's the dilemma. Shinsuke Nakamura, winner of the Gauntlet match, right? You had Kevin Owens, who got assaulted the week prior, who couldn't make it to the show last Friday, by Jey Uso and Roman Reigns. You know, and then Adam Pearce is actually making matches in which, at first, he was a security guy. He was head of security for Vince McMahon. How did he end up making the moves? And here's Paul Heyman, who is said on the show he pulled some strings to get Adam Pearce into the match. So who is Pearce, or I'm sorry, who is Paul Heyman? Who did Paul Heyman talk to pull some strings? So who is really in charge of SmackDown?
Vince.
Is it Vince? Is it Vince McMahon? Is it Bruce Pritchard? Right? Or is there another superstar behind the scenes that we don't know about?
You know who's running WWE right now? The allegiance of bald people. Look at how Goldberg's going after the WWE championship. And now Adam Pearce again. Then next thing you know, Hector's going to be going up against the NXT champion.
He got the belt. I mean, it's the other way, dude. He just killed it.
Oh my God.
But you're absolutely right. But you know what, though? Is this a setup? I'll tell you this. You ready? And I'm not saying, I'm just throwing it out there. When Roman Reigns lifts up that belt and he shows it off, what is Paul Heyman doing?
Looking at the belt.
Yes! Looking at the belt, right? And I say to myself, okay, the storyline is Roman Reigns hired him because the way he was treated. I don't understand how he was treated. But could we have a setup between him and Brock Lesnar? Could that be in the future? You see what I'm saying? Or is there somebody else? There's got to be a superstar that's pulling strings. How many other people were associated with Paul Heyman back in the days? Could it be CM Punk?
Curtis Axel.
Nah, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Forget about it.
Look, I'm just saying, and I know a lot of people like, oh, CM Punk. Every year is CM Punk. And that's like, he's like my 2% chance of him making it back to the WWE. But there's always Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean? And I think he legitified himself at the Royal Rumble last year by throwing people left and right. 13, you know what I mean? And he made a bold statement. Like, look, yeah, I was a part-timer, but guess why? Why am I a part-timer? These guys were doing it every single day, yet they still don't represent. They don't have that charisma. They don't have that superstar stardom to elevate themselves, to phase me away. You know what I mean? And they still don't. You know what I mean? So by all means, and I said to myself, look, if that's not the case, all right. So just think about that. Who's running? Who you think is running it? Was Triple H coming out to say something about it? You know what I mean? But we weren't able to find out because of Randy Orton. Okay? So now we probably have to wait till next week or maybe check on social media to see what Triple H was trying to say. All right? Or maybe he wanted to talk about some serious business about COVID-19. Who knows? You know what I mean? But we will never know until he actually come on and say, hey, this is what I wanted to say. All right? But let's look at these guys right now. Supposedly, or let's suppose that WWE changes their mind with Adam Pearce, and on Friday SmackDown, they say, you know what? We're pulling the strings, or maybe they'll make it to where Roman Reigns is like, nah, I don't want to mess with you, right? Who should be a legit the next opponent for Roman Reigns? Could we have Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jey Uso, which is going to happen, I think, this Friday, but could that determine him by winning to see if he go against Roman Reigns? Or could we have Kevin Owens? What do you think?
I think Shinsuke would be a good fit. You know, let's see the old Shinsuke Nakamura when he first came out, you know? I mean, you know, he's got caught up in the crosshairs of all this, so why not? You know, I think for some reason, I just feel like Adam Pearce is going to get caught up just like Jey Uso has, and he's going to have to do the bidding of the tribal chief there and follow him around like a puppet, you know, and then that's going to cause Shinsuke and Kevin Owens to join alliances together to try to fix the situation.
Well, if everyone knows who Adam Pearce is, every professional wrestling that he has been to, he was a world champion for that organization. So he is no stranger. However, he did say the truth that the last time he actually wrestled was 6 years ago. So being here on WWE, who knows? Remember, he was a producer helping out backstage, got himself in the picture to be the head of security. And for some odd reason, even though WWE don't want to mention it, technically, he is the general manager. And with that, he has an associate named Sonya Deville. And there she is right there. Mm. All right. She is now the assistant of Adam Pearce. She is learning the ropes because now on Talking Smack, she mentioned that she wanted to make some changes to elevate the women's division. Now, with all that, she had a little frustration with the host, Kayla Braxton. You know, I guess them two don't see things eye to eye, right? But with all that and said and done, these two working together, what could possibly be, what could she do that could elevate the women's division in SmackDown?
I think first and foremost, to elevate the women's division, you have to have more women wrestle and put on good matches. Right now in SmackDown, it is Bayley, Sasha, and everyone else. Bianca Belair. I'll throw Bianca Belair in there.
Well, we got that feud starting between Bayley and Bianca Belair, which they're both are and will be in the Royal Rumble.
Yes, yes, yes. I think what they need to do is, I mean, we're hearing a lot of rumors about a Rhea Ripley call-up. That might be someone that could add in new life. I think what to elevate this WWE, this women's division, you got the NXT women's division is so good right now. It's really good. I think you need to start slowly adding in some assets from there. Cause right now, or just start giving more people better opportunities to show themselves. Cause right now we aren't seeing enough of that. And so I really hope Sonya Deville can set out and do what she does, what she wants to do, and elevate it and get it back to what it was a couple years ago during the whole evolution. But it's slowly gone hill since then.
Okay, I understand that. I got you. And I think for a long time, and it was proven that last year's Survivor Series, that the NXT Women's Division is the best division of all WWE brand. And we always like to see people. I won't say fresh meat. That's a bad thing to say on a woman. But we like to see new people coming in. And I feel like every new woman that comes into the picture stands out more in NXT than what they do on Raw and SmackDown, because you're overshadowed by Charlotte Flair on Raw, and you're overshadowed by Bayley and Sasha Banks. And then talk about that, we might see another rematch with Sasha Banks and Carmella for the Royal Rumble. So more to follow on that. But I'm glad that you mentioned about Rhea Ripley, because now not only her, but Damian Priest have been mentioned to be called up from NXT to go to the main roster. Now, the latest rumor is that Damian Priest may be headed to SmackDown. But for Rhea Ripley, where could she be benefit most? Jace, you said something about maybe in SmackDown, but could she benefit in Raw? So Hector, what do you think?
You know, I thought about SmackDown, but I thought about she's not done with Charlotte Flair, you know, and let them drop the tag team titles. Then I think she will be beneficial on Raw to go after Charlotte Flair as a heel, you know, and just show a more aggressive side of Rhea Ripley, you know, like we saw against Raquel Gonzalez.
I like that.
Absolutely.
And I think that would be great. And then, of course, you got Asuka there, you know, so you got a title opportunity there pretty, you know, down the line for that situation. So I think that can help Raw, since Raw is kind of on a decline, you know, not saying anything bad about, you know, the champion there, Drew McIntyre, but something has to give. And if Sonya Deville can do that for the women's division on Raw, then why not, you know?
Absolutely. And what I like about this, and my one of my favorite wrestlers is Damian Priest. He's come a long way. I didn't like him at first, but ever since he had that match with Finn Balor and the way he elevated himself to earn the North American title, you know, on that ladders match, I mean, this guy has been one of my favorites. Not only that, but Boricua power all the way, man.
Yes, sir. So,
from New York.
Yes.
That's right.
That's so a New Yorican. What are you talking about?
That's right. You know it, baby.
What'd you say?
A New Yorican.
Yeah, get out of here. Anyhow, I can't wait to see where they actually head to. Rumor is that Damian Priest may tag team with Kevin Owens in the future. Maybe those plans may be changed. Could he go to Raw? And I think that Raw is needing so much help to keep up with the ratings. I think he will benefit going to Raw. But we'll see. Or maybe Rhea Ripley, or maybe both. Who knows? But I wouldn't want to rush them in. I'd rather have that surprise entry in the Royal Rumble and start a storyline in the Royal Rumble, having them eliminate somebody, have them get upset, and then, boom, kick it off with a match there. So like it makes a lot of sense, right? But will that happen? I don't know. But what makes sense is it's Apollo Crews losing to Big E and what Paul Heyman had to say. Now, I took a snapshot on this on Talking Smack. Paul was telling Crews the reality. He said nothing wrong. Crews needed to hear it, and maybe he can wake up. And that is the reference of his attitude when the match ended in a draw. Apollo Crews got mad, stood up, and smacked Big E in the face because he was not accepting a draw. So my question to you guys is, and I start with you, Hector, could Apollo Crews handle it differently in that match with Big E?
I think he could have, but I think, you know, this goes way back to the United States title, you know, just the frustration, you know, and I think, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back with, you know, Paul Heyman talking to him because MVP was in his ear, you know what I'm saying, and he wasn't listening. You know, where did I get him? You know, and then now he goes over to SmackDown, going after the Intercontinental title. Nothing's going well there. And now you got Paul Heyman putting it in his ear. You know, I think reality's starting to set in for him to where he, you know, he's going to take a whole different turn here. Yeah, he could have handled it better, but I think just the frustration is pent up inside of him now, and he's letting all that aggression out. You know, that's the only way he can probably express it right now, you know, because he has no guidance, and people are trying to give him that guidance. So –
you remind me of something, and you remind me of something that I had to went through a while back, is that sometimes you get ahead of yourself. You want to accomplish that goal. You know, you want to succeed, and you want to do it on your own, and you don't want no help because at the end you want to brag about like, yeah, I did it. I did it on my own and everything else. But in reality, there is nothing in life that you do by yourself. I think the only thing you can do by yourself is go to sleep and wake up. That's it.
Get put in the choco. Put you in the choco.
I can't do that by myself. Can you? No, I'm not. No, but and seriousness though, yeah. In seriousness, right? You can't do it by yourself. There's always someone there to guide you in the right direction. How'd you get into the WWE? Did you do it by yourself? Somebody had to make that call and be like, hey, you know what? You need to check this guy out. Oh, guess what? You didn't do it by yourself. Somebody called somebody because they know someone, right? And yep. It's like your promotion. It's like your knowledge. Like every day you learn something, you know? For Apollo Crews, you're right. He's frustrated. He was United States champion. MVP trying to make some sense into him. We know MVP is always that type of guy that has an agenda. So – And his defense is like, he's suspect right now, right? Like, he wants me to do this, but later on I might have to do something for him. I might not like it, right? But look at the end. Look what Evan Peace product has. He has the Hurt Business. They're champions, right? Something that he wanted to establish, that faction of champions. Now you got this guy going to SmackDown, going against his friend Big E. He was all happy, and because it was a draw, he wasn't thinking. And that's what Paul Heyman came in on Talking Smack. And he told him, look, the I got no pity for you. As a matter of fact, after I finish talking to you, if you want to hit me in the face, hit me. And he told him. And I tell you what, everything that Paul Heyman told him was the exact truth. Dude, and I'm just going to paraphrase everything. And I say this to people when I see people like Apollo Crews. I say, you're a dumbass. That's it. You got upset. And because you were upset, you didn't think. And because you didn't think, you lost. Plain and simple. You let Big E just run all over you at the end. The restart of the match. Now the whole entire match, Apollo Crews showed everybody that Big E can't be defeated. So in my opinion, I don't think Big E is going to last long as an Intercontinental Champion. He's already, he reminds me of a John Cena. You're the champion, but I'm going to try to let people look better than me as a champion so then I could just lose it. You know what I mean? So in a sense, and I take it back to where John Cena went against Sami Zayn, and then he ended up going against Kevin Owens, you know, during that time where he was the United States champion and everything. So anyhow, I'm glad that he heard those words with Paul Heyman because he deserved it, you know. And for everybody listening in, listen, if somebody's there to try to give you a hand, by all means, listen to the person, you know. Don't try to take things for granted. No one's trying to take advantage of you or anything like that. Someone, you know, wants to help you, accept it. It's all right. Nobody's saying for you to go and jump off the bridge or anything like that. So by all means, just take it into consideration. All right. But hey, the Royal Rumble's coming up in about a couple of weeks. And hopefully just in time to see Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg. We also have Roman Reigns and potentially, you know, against Adam Pearce. You know, there's some other matches. But one thing that we didn't cover is the new tag team champions in SmackDown. And that is Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode.
Finally, Dirty Dogs.
Finally, they got them. Yes, they're now the Dirty Dogs. And then there's one thing also on Talk is Smack. The Street Profits were injured. They were probably at 50%. Because they got jumped the week prior and Montez Ford injured his leg. But yet, they didn't complain. They went and had that match and they lost. They took advantage of the situation and they won. Now, Caleb Braxton was saying that was unfair. Paul Heyman is already just honored. Like, what are you talking about? They strategized. They handled their business. You know what I mean? And then, so what do you guys think? It's a fair or not fair the way they won?
Well, you can put it this way, all right? We'll take football into it if you want. When you go into a game, you go with what you have. This season has been crazy all over the place, all right? With the whole COVID issues, one or the other, players are missing games, key players, all right? And you know what? Some teams come out victorious. Some lose. What, are you going to use an excuse saying, hey, you know what? I showed up, but I was sick, so that's why I lost? I'm sorry, but there is no excuses in sports. You either go in and you win, or you go in and you lose. You lose, you take it like a man, and you drive on, you go forward, you go on to the next one.
We take it like a man?
Well, you know what I'm saying. You can take it like a man. You know?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I understand
what you're trying to say. But yeah, hey, who be next in line right now for the tag team titles?
No one.
Otis and Gulak?
No.
Gulak was in Raw, so it definitely not gonna be
I
him.
Mean Otis and Gable or Gable, yeah. Same.
Yeah, Chad Gable. He's back to his original name. That could be a possibility, but I just don't see. I don't see Chad Gable as a guy that's serious enough. To be honest with you, I think that gimmick that he has, it's not right. You know, I miss Jason. You know, I'd rather have him in there as a partner, like the American Alphas, right? That's what I'm saying, right? The American Alphas. They were a lot better.
You don't think with Daniel Bryan though coaching them, they can't get to that level?
And that's another thing. You know, I think Daniel Bryan, his focus is trying to elevate others. You've seen him how he was there at the Gauntlet match, and he fell short to Shinsuke Nakamura. I think that's his role now from now on. And he's also a producer behind the scenes. You know, he's part of the writing team. So, you know, what I don't know, man. It's just hard to see how you have a tag team division and you don't have enough tag teams in the division. So bottom line is you're gonna see the Street Profits coming back and try to get their belts back again. There's nothing left in SmackDown right now.
That's what's gonna happen.
Look, Lucha House Party. They were in NXT a week prior. You know, 2 weeks in a row, they were on NXT. Then they were on Raw, you know, trying to boost up Riddle and telling him to watch his back. You know, what, we're going to see them on SmackDown now? You know, it's just crazy how this tag team division is going. They're very limited. So one has to wonder, why do we have two tag team champions? And then, and in fact, look at it, the women's tag team division. When was the last time they've been on NXT to defend it? You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and then again, it's like, who is the tag team? Oh, yeah. Ain't that Asuka and Charlotte? But yet Charlotte has a storyline with her dad and Lacey Evans, and she's supposed to be a tag team. And where's Asuka? Can anybody find Asuka for me? Let me do a Bayley. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Nobody answered, right? I'm just saying. Where are these people? Or are they quarantined? We don't know because they try to keep everything on a hush-hush. So, I don't know, man. There's just so much going on right now in WWE here. But backstage, there's a lot of rumors speculating. I don't want the rumors. I just want to see it on TV. You know what I mean? Like, let's make this happen. So, anyhow, Royal Rumble coming up in a couple of weeks. And, of course, you know, we have the kickoff show for that and the post-reactions. That's all coming up on January 31st. But every Tuesday, once again, you know, we'll be covering the WWE. NXT is coming up with the tag team tournament, since we're talking about the tag team. The Dusty Rhodes Classic, that's coming up. I just wish that tournament could be an actual pay-per-view event. You know, that would have been pretty awesome. All the process of elimination, you know, and get everybody involved, not just NXT, but get SmackDown and Raw, get them in NXT, and go for that trophy.
That'd be awesome.
I think that's marvelous. And besides, we already know whoever wins that trophy is the number one contender for the NXT tag team titles. So more to follow on that. But there's plenty of wrestling coming up. I just can't wait. Jace, what's one thing you can't wait to see for the following week?
For the following week, I can't wait to see how this Randy Orton, Alexa Bliss, The Fiend stuff plays out. Because I'm excited to see if rumors are, like we spoke about before, The Fiend's coming back with a new look. And I'm excited to see how that is, what it is, and what little... Wait, I'm just excited to see The Fiend again. I just want to see The Fiend again, plain and simple.
All right, fair enough. Actor, what you got?
I just liked what's going on with Lacey Evans and Charlotte Flair. You know, I just really wanted to see, you know, a cat fight going on here, you know. And, you know, we see a more aggressive side to Lacey Evans here. Yeah.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, so.
And for those of you that are, it's Lacey Evans and her lingerie looking at the mirror. But at the same time, you see Ric Flair looking in shock, but it's two separate pictures. So, but of course, Frank, what do you expect next week?
Wow, pretty much. I think The Fiend's gonna make an entrance. Maybe, you know,
about the next week. He ain't gonna pop up next Monday, man.
What do I think for next week? I don't even know, man. I'd be honest with you. I'm very disappointed with Raw, just the way it's gone. I mean, you know, last night's episode was okay. You know, it was a little better. I mean, it's kind of just, it's stale, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's stale, so I really don't even know what to expect. I mean, what? Are they going to bring what? John Cena now, The Rock, or somebody else now? I mean, who's next? I mean, last week they brought in all the legends. Yesterday they brought in Triple H. What are they going to do now?
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, there you go.
But I tell you what, if they were to bring John Cena, which I highly doubt, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, yeah,
The Fiend will uncurse him and bring him back into reality. And if this, if John Cena was to come back, why not be like a character like F9? You know, Fast and Furious, the bad guy. I mean, those of you that haven't seen the trailer on that one, oh my God. You know, he did a one hell of a job. But anyhow, we got that. You know, what I'm looking for is three things. At NXT, it's about time. Finn Balor versus Karrion Kross, book it for NXT TakeOver. On SmackDown, get rid of Adam Pearce. I don't want to see him at the Royal Rumble. Get out of Shinsuke Nakamura or Kevin Owens. I'd rather have that, even though whoever goes against Roman is going to lose, right? But on Raw, okay, I'm interested to see Riddle, how he overcomes the assault that he received at the end of the match with MVP to see if he gets back at Bobby Lashley. That's what I'm looking forward to. You know, everything else, hey, it is what it is. Let that storylines develop for the next pay-per-view. But those stories are definitely going hot. And we will be hot next week at 8 o'clock Eastern time every Tuesday to catch up. We got much more in our programs. We're developing. It's still our new year. You know, we're still warming up. And by all means, I'm telling you right now, it is only going to get better. Please subscribe to hhwshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube. We're also starting a channel on Twitch, right? And we're going to provide all that information on hhwshow.com. I know Jace is big on Twitch. You know, he got that. Matter of fact, I was on Among Us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. That was pretty awesome. You know, an awesome game. It was my first time playing it. I'm so behind, man. I need to catch up on that stuff. But we did get beat by an 8-year-old. I don't get it. You know, he keeps winning. No matter on the picks, no matter on the game, it is what it is. But hey, guys, thank you for being on our show, and can't wait for more stuff for next week. So I'll see you guys then, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for watching, and once again, I want to send out my condolences to a friend of mine, a brother. Our country lost a hero, and I would like to end this show with his picture. So for the family and everything, for Miguel Castillo, rest in peace.